We normally use the word pathogen to describe a virus or something else that is deadly or dangerous to people. Now, some proponents or I guess some opponents of junk food are saying that products with lots and lots of sugar, lots of salt, lots of saturated fats should also be called pathogens.
Well, yeah, pathogen is literally means producer of illness. So although we associate pathogens with, as you mentioned, bacteria and viruses, it is an interesting take on things, because we've talked about this many times, Mark, on with various studies that have come out looking at the effects of obesity and diabetes and heart disease, and there's a reason why that happens. And for the most part, it is the diets that people have chosen to live with, and also the other factors in our lives, sedentary lifestyles, the overt advertising of pushing various foods that are really not healthy for us, the lack of labeling in restaurants that and junk food restaurants that really don't give you in your face information so that you can make decisions, and schools that promote chocolate milk as a source of health for their for children. So when they're talking about pathogens and the foods and the junk foods, we have to think of it as exposure over time. So yeah, obviously having an occasional chocolate bar or a bag of chips is not going to kill you in any sense of the word, but when it becomes something that you are exposing yourself to every day or at a frequency more than what our bodies are capable of handling, it does cause disease. We do know that 30% of all cancers that develop are primarily diet-related. 30% of cancers are from smoking. So there are specific things that we expose ourselves to that directly influence our health. And I think that's what they're trying to say in this particular article that was published in the Canadian Journal of Cardiology.
Do you agree with the idea that we should use stronger language to refer to unhealthy foods?
I think we probably should use stronger language in terms of describing what happens over time. So if we were to say something is a pathogen, you have to put it in context. You have to say that eating this particular type of diet or consuming this particular type of diet for years on end without changing, which is happening, it's not a matter of being theoretical about this. This is happening because we see the evidence of what's going on with the diseases that we're seeing, is that we can say that these foods, if you continue to consume them, not eating fruits and vegetables, not eating real food, but consuming processed foods your entire life, yes, it is pathogenic, absolutely.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.